Richard Bridge and Spider Pod Podcast, whatever that means.
Can I ask you a question? Mainly, I don't know if it's really towards Bridge or Richard or 132710. No. This used to happen when I used to play footy a lot, and now I'm training. You know how the Jets, the fitness centres.
Oh yes.
They've got 24-hour fitness centres here on the Gold Coast. So on the way to training, I actually go and do some weights or go for a run. I mean, on the way to training, on the way to work.
We know what you mean. So,
we're with you. So you're getting up earlier.
So I get up at about 2:45 and go to the gym from 3 to about 3:45 and then come in here.
Wow.
And look, it makes me, like, it gets me going and
it's
I enjoy
great.
It. I love
great.
It.
That's great.
But there is one problem.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Uh-oh. I get itchy nipples.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that one coming.
Neither did I.
Well, is it the tops you wear? Or how can I prevent this? I used to get it when I was playing and it's like...
Look.
No, I don't. Because I know when you've had a baby and they get sore, you're supposed to put cabbage on it. But I don't know if me walking around with cabbage on my nipples isn't going to work.
Yeah.
Now, look, Peter, I don't think I've ever asked you this before. And I'm probably not likely to ask you again.
I'm serious.
But could you just lift your top up and show aforementioned itchy nipples to us?
On.
And let's see if there's a little bit of a rash there. No, the other way.
No, you'll stretch the... Don't stretch the top.
Just lift it up. Lift your T-shirt up like this. See? Like that.
Oh,
they are a bit red. Do they look a bit inflamed, Dr. Bridge?
Then don't touch them like that.
They're not really inflamed, but...
They are red.
Yeah, they are a bit red. Is the other...
Why are you holding your stomach like David Hasselhoff?
Well, the right one, actually the left one, because I'm looking the other way, you idiot. The left one looks a little bit redder than the right one.
Yeah, but since you've looked at them, they're getting itchier.
Since I've looked at them, I'm feeling quite ill.
What is the go?
I don't know.
Do you think it's something, because the material you would be wearing when you were doing the AFL, that kind of stuff, it's not breathable stuff, is it? Well, I suppose it is.
But I've always worn a singlet. I'm like a granddad.
Yeah, you are.
I always wear, even under my footy top, I always wear a singlet. But at certain times of the training or is it certain times of the year, is it because of the weather or something that I get my inchy nipple? I don't know. But
look, at least you're a bloke, because when you're a chick and you get itchy nipples... You can't do it in public. Like, it's not... And you've got to reach in through the bra and try and... Yeah. Which is difficult. I have said it in here before because you guys, like my brothers, is sorry. I just have to give a quick little...
Yeah.
It's
a pawpaw cream or...
Well, look, 13:27.
Oh, my God. I'm not giving you any of my... Look, my chapstick or my Blistex for you to roll over your nipples. We are getting out of control here.
Put that on your lips. And Spider has a problem.
Yeah, I have got a big problem. Two problems, actually. But, no, look, I've been training currently at the moment
good
in the mornings,
you.
Going to Jets, and it's 24 hours. So I go there in the mornings. And I used to get it when I was playing, but over the last couple of weeks I started to get it back, and that is... Itchy nipples. And look, I know, like, I don't know what it is because I always wear singlets because I always thought it was the footy jumpers I used to wear.
Yeah.
But I wear singlets and we're asking 132710 what could help it? Is it things like pawpaw cream or Vaseline? And Mark, what do you reckon?
You can put your tape over your top of your nipples and it stops the rash because every time I play footy, I need to put tape over them because it's just the irritation of the jersey or the singlet that I wear. So because it's just too tight.
Oh, what, a bit of the ankle tape, a bit of just AFL scrubbing tape.
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
Now, I don't understand though. How come women wear bras every day where you've got the material right over?
Yeah, because you guys have got cushion in there.
No, but our nipples are right on the fabric as well. It's really interesting.
Yeah, but that doesn't move like a singlet or a jersey.
Oh, they move when they're big. There's a little bit extra movement, don't you worry.
We're talking jumper or...
Come on, Spider, you know how it is.
Thanks, mate. So, Glenn, in Merrimack, this used to happen to you in Cairns.
Yeah, mate, I was doing form work on the Casino up there years ago. And I used to wear the blue Jackie Howe singlet to work.
Yeah.
Back before all the safety stuff and everything came in. And it was the humidity, mate. It's the sweat that gets into the singlet and used to rub shit out of my nipples. And I used to wear Band-Aids over me nipples.
Is there a time, though, Glenn, in the beginning, where it's a nice sensation?
No, it's not. It's bloody painful.
And with the Band-Aids, I mean, a coloured one, one with a little, little cartoon character on it, or just the standard electroplate?
No, the Elastoplast ones. If you use just the normal Johnson's ones, they come off too easy.
Your nipples must be too big.
Do you have to shave around your nipple to make sure it doesn't fall off?
No, the bloody Elastoplast did that after a couple of days.
Ken Ring, long-range weather forecaster, joins us this morning. Ken, just before we talk about the event that's coming up that you think we should all get prepared for, what are we going to expect over Easter? Because a lot of people are going to be camping here on the coast, of course, not just on the coast, but in northern New South Wales. Is the weather going to be okay?
Basically, it's looking fairly dry over Easter in your region. So
good.
Except for some showery stuff around Sunday and Monday, but nothing to worry about. And may even be the odd thunderstorm in the southeast of the state, but most of the district should stay mostly dry. I don't think anyone needs to worry there.
When you say the odd shower or two, that's not good enough for me. I'm camping. I don't want to know odd shower or two. I want to make sure I am dry.
Okay, I'll do that just for you.
Good on you, Ken.
Yeah, thanks, Ken. Now get your pen and paper ready right now, because this prediction's pretty scary and you want to get the dates right.
Ken, when are we going to expect some rain?
In fact, you're not likely to get any serious rain until the first week in May. And as I've said before, from the 12th to the 18th of May, you'll get a huge amount of rain that will cause widespread flooding to the 26th. And I think it'll be the greatest amount all year in one go. So
wow.
I strongly suggest civil defence organisations start preparing for this. I think it'll be major over the southeast after the 12th. There'll be extensive crop and property loss. And, of course, everyone will blame climate change, but it's nothing to do with that. It'll be the worst in about 2 decades for some people. So it'll start off just before the 12th of May as isolated thunderstorms. I think you'll get the gale force winds over the coast and the adjacent land. From the 12th onward for about a week, widespread rain comes. Gale force easterlies, high seas, and the heavy rainfall will be enough to overtip the Brisbane catchment then and flood. So from the 12th to the 25th, all this heavy stuff, it'll be widespread across the southeast from the Sunshine Coast to the New South Wales border and as far inland as Dalby. Then the third of week, I still expect heavy rainfall going across the southeast, strong winds, higher tides, but the winds won't let up until around about the 25th. I think the showers and thunderstorms still bring extended rain to the southeast, but then the wind and rain all ease about the 30th of May. So if you're in a low-lying area, I think it might not be a bad idea to make sure your insurances are up to date.
Make
preparations
right.
To move your good stuff out of the house, lift up the carpets. No one wants to be a scaremonger, but look, I have to call it as I see it, otherwise I wouldn't be doing my job. And people would say to me afterwards, oh, you missed this one, how come? You know, why didn't you warn us? So I am warning now. So with the greatest respect, if any listeners are prone to flooding, I suggest they get cracking, even though there's over a month to get ready.
Good on you.
Let's hope, of course, it doesn't come about, but it's better to be prepared for something that might miss you by a few kilometres than be taken by surprise. Mm. You know, I have to replace everything. That would be my main message today. You know, forget about the cyclone. It's not going to affect you. Easter's good. Watch out from that second week in May onwards.
Well, thanks, Ken. Ken, our long-range weather forecaster with a big warning for the southeast. We know somebody was really happy when they left work yesterday because they were playing a game of golf.
Mm. Yeah, very exciting. But we had to host the day. It was for Parmalat, which they own, like Paul's Milk, oak-flavoured milk, also the Ice Break, iced coffee.
Oh, they're my favourite.
Yeah, so it was a golf day for them, and they were raising money for the Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, that's
good.
Great.
Good effort.
Yeah, so anyway, we get there, and we're teeing off at 10 o'clock, so you had to get there quarter to 10.
Right.
And our first hole was okay, and this is pretty much, this will sum up the day, and I'll start it from the second hole.
Compulsory tequila hole.
Here today we've got a blended red we call the Stray Mongrel, which is a blend of Grenache, Shiraz and Zinfandel.
It's compulsory to have a sausage with onion and a 4X gob.
It's compulsory to have a Sambuca shot.
We got Sydney Bay oysters with Cosmo a French martini, lychee martini, and a lemon drop cocktail.
We've got Carlsberg, Beck's, Heineken, and Budweiser.
Oh, wow.
Where was the golf?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there was a bit of golf, and look, it kind of went a little bit left of centre after the 8th, after the 9th, after the 10th.
Hang on, you were driving.
Yeah, no. I got a lift back, but look, I had to host the afternoon, so when we get back, we gave her all the awards. And guess who won the longest drive? Peter Spider Everett won the longest drive.
Did you?
Yes.
Good work, brother.
I got to give you a clap.
Yeah. Thank you. Well
done.
Maybe not give me a clap.
Oh.
Because what? I won a bottle of red wine, which is great.
Nice.
Yes.
It didn't make it home.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't smash it.
Uh-oh.
Like a lot of these things, you should celebrate and drink it. So that's exactly what we did.
Oh.
So I was supposed to be home about 5.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, all right, boy.
Okay, so what happened? What time did you get home?
Well,
this is the interesting bit. And what happened when you got home, Peter?
I got home at 8 o'clock. And getting dropped off in the ice break promotional vehicle is probably not the best thing. Trying to negotiate with Cherie with 15 bottles of iced coffee isn't the other good thing either.
That didn't work.
So it was a night on the couch.
Oh, dear.
You are brave, mate.
Yeah, but there is, I suppose, one positive, one negative if you look at it.
Oh, there's an upside.
Right.
I've got another golf day today.
Oh, my
God. Surprise, we're allowed out.
Seriously, I got that spare room, mate. Just, you're going to have to bunk in. Oh, my God.
Richard Bridge and Spider, weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.